Alpha Charlie 4 Queen, AC 4Q, AC 4Q, N 4IQ. Are you around, Phil? Over. Alpha Charlie 4 Queen, Alpha Charlie 4 Queen, AC 4Q. This is N4IQ. You're out round, Phil?
N4IQ, W4NGU.
U4NGU, N4IQ. Hey, Phil. How you doing? I'm on Echolink here. Over.
Yeah, I could tell. I was just going to say, how about that, Phil? Has the big day come already?
Which big day? I'm not sure what you're talking about, over. Because, you know, it's kind of slow changing over, over.
We're getting married.
I got the tail end of that. It's really slow. All I got is something about married. It was Thursday, last Thursday. He's hitched again, over.
That was great, and going to be moving a little bit, but still in South Carolina. Well, that's great. Has he been working any 15-meter FT8 while he was in Boiling Springs?
Okay, you're going to have to count like almost to five before you start talking, because I don't know why, but it's really slow changing over. No, he would. I don't think so. And his equipment's been packed up for some time. I've been working 6-meter FT8. Typically, I probably 2 or 3 days out of the week. I have it going for most of the day. But I've looked at 10 meters and 15, and they've been open. I haven't been working them, but they've been open. Over.
Okay, I hope this is long enough. I counted at least to five pretty slow. Okay, well, I just wondered. That's great. But when I'm listening around on 15-meter FT8, somebody is knocking my receiver off the table. It's obviously ground wave. It's somebody pretty close to me. But I'm not decoding on FT8 right now, and so I can't tell who it is. But I thought, man, I bet that's Phil, because I know he's I don't know exactly where, but so to speak, around the corner from me there. And but now I'm wondering who that might be.
Yeah, there's no telling who it would be. Maybe I'll listen over there, see if I can find them. Well, it's like when I'm on 6 meters, if, let's see, K4YYL, who's over in East Greenville, and our K9RX, those two guys come on, they just, I mean, they're plus 25, plus 30. I probably do the same to them, too, but they're running high power, and it, I can just see, everything descents. It just, the background goes blue and, you know, that sort of thing. Over.
It's kind of crazy. And it can damage your receiver. I remember Art Baltz many years ago had somebody near to him and, like maybe just a few houses away or something, and it physically, I never heard it, physically blew the top off an IC in his radio, and I mean did physical damage, and so it can be a serious thing. Well, I'll let you go. I know you're trying to reach Bill. You might want to try to reach him on the cell phone if it's that important. But I had actually called you a couple of times here in the morning, wondering if you were doing the coffee routine on the back porch with the dogs like you used to with the walkie-talkie. And just want, because I knew this because I had seen it on Facebook. So I just wanted to wish him well. And He didn't send me an invitation, so I guess I dodged that bullet. Saved some money. I'm kidding. I would have been glad to send him something, but I didn't even know the exact date of it or whatever. But have a good day, and I guess you're in a hurry if you're on Echo Link, so we'll talk to you later. W4, never give up. Listening for your final.
No, I just, I had talked to Phil maybe 2 days ago when I was on the porch. I'm not out there right now because it's been raining. I mean, it's dry in my porch, but I was just sitting down here, and actually what I was going to do is, if I was going to talk to him very long, once I found out he was on, I was going to go over on my radio. I've got a regular 50-watt radio on my porch, and I just cover it up when I'm not using it. Works pretty good. But don't feel bad about not being invited to his wedding. I wasn't either. So, anyway, important thing is he got hitched. He told me. So, anyway, you have a good day. I appreciate the call. And, I'm just going to wait here a little bit more, and then I'll probably go upstairs. I'm downstairs in the TV portion of my radio shack down here, and sitting with my dog and my cat, so enjoying it down here. Anyway, you have a great day, Phil, and I'll tune over there once in a while, 15, see if I can hear what's going on. There's a lot of people on FD8 anymore. 73's, W4NGU, N4AQ.
This is KK4SAC. He's on Echo Link, and he says it's a really low transition back to receive. W4NGU. On regular radio now, so I think that was SAT, I believe. Okay. He must be gone. We'll see you, Phil. I'm on. Yeah, there's something really screwy going on. It's way, that Echo Link's really, really slow going over. And even after transitions, it's still a second or more before the audio shows up. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I'm going to stand by here. N4IQ.
K4SAC, do you copy? Oh, roger, roger. I don't have much time. I'm trying to download the weather. And just wanted to get a hold of you some other time so we could... I want to talk about 6 meters. I just put a 6-meter ground plane up, and I have a 6-meter dipole for horizontal. So I'd like to talk to you about 6-meter. I know you're active on 6 meters. Over.
Active on FD8, and I tell you, a lot of days it's open on FD8, I collect grid squares, VUCC, and I think I'm not too far from 500 grid squares now, and I just monitor and see what I can find. If there's one I need, and I give them a blast. Sure, anytime. That'd be good. That's a neat band, particularly this time of the year. Over.
Well, I've got to run. Hold on a second. Yeah, I've got to run. I read the weather for the Waterway Radio Club net, and I'm trying to wait for the Weather Service to update, because our last update on the depressions was at 2 o'clock this morning. Want to have the latest. And it's going to take me a good half an hour to read all of this. Over.
I know there's a lot of, I guess, depressions or and some potential tropical storms, hurricanes. This year's really been active. Okay, I'll let you go because I know you want to do that. 73 N4IQ.
N4IQ, just next time you hear me on or next time I hear you on, I would like to talk to you about 6 meters. I just haven't been able to connect with you lately. This is KK4SAC, clear.
N4IQ, this is AC4Q mobile. Well, Friday, this is virtual day. I don't have any virtuals.
Okay. So that means you don't have to go in? Or they don't show up?
They don't show up. And the regular classroom teachers, they work with students by online stuff.
All right. Well, how are the honeymooners doing?
I don't notice any difference.
Have marital bliss?
Well, I got, 6 days underneath my belt, so at school. We'll take all this at a week at a time.
I just pulling your leg. Well, I've been listening on Echolink. See if you're going to show up, because I was over in the couch with Toby. I had the Yaesu. I'm downstairs in the basement, and had my Yaesu on, and but I wanted to sit on the couch, so I was monitoring on Echolink. W4NGU Phil was asking about you. He wanted to know if you'd gotten hitched yet.
Yep. Sure thing. Yeah, well, can't really complain about anything. Still trying to get, we're going to go to the deer's office. They call it IRAD. It's the ID and deer's office there in Spartanburg, and get her Medicare card into the system so she can get TRICARE. We sent it by fax, but I tell you what, put it this way, the system runs slow, so I'm just going to go down to IRAD, get it put in directly.
Why do you expect this government?
Yeah, and this system was down 2 or 3 days. Oh, me. So, I'm going to see if we can get off early today, because I don't really have any classes. And go down there and see what we can do. Once you get it in there, and she's going to have to get a new ID card, because, of course, the ID cards tell what benefits she got. So, we're going to get that changed, get a new one.
Set up. Okay. I wonder if, Medicare benefits change a lot now that you two are married.
Medicare? No, not Medicare. Medicare stays the same. She's going to be on my TRICARE, which is the second part of the that's her secondary insurance, which takes care of most everything that Medicare does.
Yeah, I didn't mean Medicare. I meant Social Security.
I called them up and said, no, nothing changed. No, no. What she's getting hers, what I was getting is mine. I guess it depends who you ask there.
Well, yeah, I just know that it depends what it's like. I know like widows can assume the husband's Social Security if they would get more that way. I mean, a lot of times they don't. And then if you get married, it could change some of that. I was just curious. Anyway, I was going to, I got everything up. I got everything up on, put up my Carolina Wyndham back up, the one that came down 2 months ago or more. And got both pulleys up. I got a rope that goes over some of the trees so I can get some of the trees out of the way when I pull it up. But I don't think I'll be able to do it today. It's supposed to be really wet today. And on Bill Love on 103.3 is saying that it's supposed to only get up to 78. If I look on AccuWeather, they say it's supposed to get up to 81 or 82. I guess it really doesn't matter, 3 degrees. But I was going to try to get it up today, but it's probably going to happen tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, they're saying it's supposed to go through tomorrow morning, I think. So, yeah, I was trying to find my umbrella and stuff. Like everything else, it's up in the other place. I tell you what, people didn't think when they packed stuff, being one particular daughter, sure, this. Put it on the truck, get out. Not thinking you need dishes, you know, umbrella would be nice. Shoes? Yeah, shoes maybe.
So what were you looking for? I didn't get the word. Was it umbrella?
Was running his mouth there. I was looking for an umbrella. There were several of them. I thought I had some in the car, but I don't even see them in the car. I'm going to have to go buy me an umbrella.
My heavens. Yeah, we always keep two or three in the car, Lane's car, but at least one in my car. They just stay in there. Well, I had to go to Landrum Thursday to pick up some more of that rope. I got 1,000 feet of it, 2 500-foot rolls, because I could not get. So I have a couple of, I just call them rolls. I don't know. I have rolled up on like AC cord. I don't know what you call the right word for those things, but where you, the little orange things that you can roll up your extension cords on. But anyway, I have a couple of those with the with some rope, but the rope has knots in it where I put a couple pieces together. It wouldn't go through trees, so I had to, so I went up to Lanham, got a couple rolls for 500 feet. That'll last me for a while. And then while we're there, we went to I think it's the Hare and Hound, or the Hound and Hare, whatever. I went to the restaurant there, ate outside, and that was really nice. Boy, Thursday was just a beautiful day. So we did that, and also we went to the Amish furniture stores there. We got some bar stools that won't match our table. They won't be in for like 8 weeks. So we're busy Thursday. N4IQ.
Okay, this is AC4Q. Yeah, I got to go park. Well, that's good. It sounds like you had a prosperous day there. And happy antennas. So, but you can put it all back up. That's probably those trees. I think you're making it a little bit more tree-proof this time, the way it sounds like. Well, let me get going. I got to get going. That meeting starts at 8 o'clock, so I got to get in my room if it's unlocked. So, catch you later. N4IQ, AC4Q, say hello to the doggies.
Right, they're down here. They're my buddies in the morning. And well, yeah, I try to make things tree-proof, but like this antenna, 2 months ago, I had two trees at the same time fall on that antenna. That's why it was obliterated. Never found the balum, and even the insulators or anything. It just, I don't know where it went to. It must have been like a string on a fiddle when it went. It just boing. I have no idea where it went. But anyway, yes, this is. I got more substantial everything, but
you know, if you have a tree fall on it, I mean, the tree actually falls, and when you have two of them, there's no chance. All right, well, we'll see. And by the way, the ground plane I put up on 40 is working really good. It's actually working a lot better than I thought it would. It's I've used it in a couple contests. It works really good. 73's AC4Q, N4AQ.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, everything's working. AC4Q works.